This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, can you really find a drummer in the Help Wanted ads? No? Well, how about a bass player? First, Latino voters are a major interest for both President Bush and Senator Kerry. There are about 7 million of them, many in swing states like New Mexico and Florida. So Republicans and Democrats are eager to get their message to them, and often in Spanish. Here's Day to Day's Eric Weiner.
This isn't the first time politicians have used Spanish in an attempt to win over Hispanic voters, but the amount of money they're spending and the number of ads they're running is unprecedented.
Nuestro país. George W. Bush. Nuestro presidente.
These Viva Bush ads are running on Spanish-language radio and TV networks, especially in swing states. Most of the viewers and listeners are not U.S. citizens and therefore can't vote. But never mind. This race is so close, even a few Hispanic votes could make a huge difference. Not to be outdone, the Democrats have their own Spanish-language campaign ads, Unidos con Kerry, or United with Kerry.
John Kerry propone ofrecer el seguro médico para los 12 millones de nuestra gente que no lo tiene.
These days, though, it's not enough for a presidential candidate to merely run Spanish-language ads. They need to speak Spanish themselves.
Que América sea América para todos. Sí se puede. Sí se puede.
Si se puede, or it can be done, has become Kerry's signature line in Spanish. He works it into nearly every appearance before mostly Hispanic audiences. But it is President Bush who is the master of what one prominent Latino calls seven-word Spanish. Last Friday in Miami, addressing a mostly Cuban-American audience, the president added a Spanish twist to what is by now a familiar attack against John Kerry.
In other words, he voted for it before he voted against it. Voto sí y después voto no.
But does it really make sense for either candidate to salt their speeches with Spanish? After all, more than 80% of registered Latinos speak English. Roberto Soro, director of the Pew Hispanic Center, argues yes. He says it's good politics.
Not pretending to speak Spanish, but rather saying, yeah, I'm a gringo, but I know a little bit of Spanish, and I'll let you hear it because it's a way of me telling you I know you're there. And I recognize you, and I'm trying to reach out to you.
I think it comes close to being condescending.
That's Sergio Bendixson, a political consultant. It's one thing, he says, for the president to utter a few words in Spanish in his official capacity, and quite another for politicians to butcher a few words in a naked grab for Hispanic votes.
Unless you speak Spanish as well as Jeb Bush does, or say Bill Richardson or some of the others, I would suggest that you stay away from it.
That's certainly advice that Al Sharpton probably wished he had taken. Speaking to a group of Hispanic delegates at the Democratic Convention in Boston, the former candidate attempted to say, si se puede, yes, it can be done, but instead it came out, si se puerto, yes, it can be door. Maybe the answer is language classes for politicians before they hit the campaign trail.
Repeat after me. It's the economy, stupid.
Es la economía, estúpido.
Jorge Ramos, a popular Latino news anchor and author of the book The Latino Wave, says that's not necessary. The important thing, he says, is not that politicians speak Spanish perfectly, but merely that they try. As he recalls, President Bush did during an interview with his network, Univision.
He made many mistakes in Spanish. His grammar was horrible. His accent was almost impossible to understand. But at the end, he was right. He understood that if you were trying to communicate in Spanish with Hispanic voters, that they were going to respond positively.
President Bush certainly hopes that 7 million Hispanic voters agree and come November 2nd help give him cuatro años más, 4 more years. Para día a día, soy Eric Weiner.